The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Good morning, good morning. Friday, Friday. Rainy Friday. I can't complain. I'd rather rain in February than snow any day. So, 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. You know who I am, Rashawn Blyden. Let's get started. Bezos blast tabloid on the blackmail pecker pick drama. Play or pay? Play or pay? Play or pay? Again, this is a Sun story. Take it as you will. Jeff Bezos. Amazon billionaire accuses US magazine of trying to blackmail him after they threatened to publish explicit nude photos of him with mistress. Bezos accused the National Enquirer, which exposed his affair with Glam TV anchor Lauren Sanchez, of trying to force him to call off a probe into how the mag acquired his private text. Do we have pictures? Let's see the new, actually, I don't think I want to see him. Okay, so there's that. Bezos. Roman Farrow says he's received blackmail warnings from National Enquirer. Man, National Enquirer is all over the map today. Let's see. So I guess after Bezos' post, Ronan Farrow says he's received similar blackmail efforts from AMI. Ronan Farrow has done some in-depth reporting on National Enquirer, American Media Chief David Pecker. Well, well, well. Tabloids, tabloids. So, I guess David Pecker said the relationship with Donald Trump, he's thinking that it's, that he's doing it to help the president. They're doing it to help the president. He reported last April on the catch and kill practice that benefited the president. Tonight, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos publicly accused the Enquirer of exploration. Hey, Jeff Bezos, don't you own a newspaper, the Washington, I'm not sure if it's a Post or the Times, and I'm quite sure you do worse. Not that I'm saying this is true, nor do I condone it, but I'm just saying. Woody Allen sues the Amazon. Woody Allen filed a $68 million suit against Amazon. Hold on for the ad. That skip ad. Come on, skip the ad. Let's get to the story. He sues them against Amazon for film deal breach. Woody Allen, Thursday, alleging that streamer has backed out of a four picture deal due to a 25-year-old baseless allegation. Allen alleged that Amazon has refused to release his film A Rainy Day in New York, though it has been complete for more than 6 months. The suit also states that Amazon has given only vague reasons for dropping the project and for reneging on a promise to produce 3 other movies. Amazon has tried to excuse its actions by referencing a 25-year-old baseless allegation against Mr. Allen, but the allegation was already well known to Amazon and the public before Amazon entered into 4 separate deals with Mr. Allen. And in any event, it does not provide a basis for Amazon to terminate the contract, the suit alleges. There simply was no legitimate ground for Amazon to renege on its promise. So, yeah, keep soaking them, get that money. Soak them, get that money. Soak them, get that money. Get that money. Let's talk about this stupid Green Deal that the Democrats are this occasional cortex witch has. Fixing global warming requires massive government intervention, according to this witch. She really do have some bug-eyed fly witch. You're bug-eyed. You know, like how Sanford and Son used to. How Esther used to say, you beady, what's he, you beady eye something, I remember. Anyway, she's a beady eyed, a fly eyed witch. Okay, we have tried their approach for 40 years, the witch says, to the private sector to take care of it. Democrats plan to counteract climate change, global warming. Will involve massive government intervention into Americans' lives. F you, whore. One of the chief proponents admitted in an interview Thursday morning, Representative Ocasio-Cortez, fly-eye whore, said she has no qualms about acknowledging a so-called Green New Deal will mean unprecedented governmental intrusion into the private sector. Appearing on NPR, she was asked if she's prepared to tell Americans outright that her plans involve massive government intervention. And as let me try to talk like her, because she talks like an airhead, like she's an idiot, which she is, a fool. As you know, Congresswoman, one reason that people are politically conservative and skeptical of efforts. Okay, that's what the guy said. What did she say? Ba 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 ba. Okay, she goes. It does, yeah. I have no problem saying that. Occasional Cortex quickly replied. Why? Because we tried their approach for 40 years. 40 years, and we have let the private sector take care of it. They said, we got this. We can do this. We forces the good market. Shut up, you filthy wits. I don't care. Get out of my face. Dems go eco-wild. Eco-eco-eco-eco-wild. Dems go eco-wild. Eco-eco-eco-eco-wild. Can you tell it's Friday? TGIF. Can you tell it's Friday? TG. Green New Deal. I don't care about the Green New Deal. I mean, essentially, these fools want to get rid of air travel altogether and knock down every building in America. These people are insane. I say keep it up, keep talking. The more you talk, liberals, Democrats can't be that foolish to go along with something like that. I mean, do you really think that people are going to want their homes, the work environments, all the buildings knocked down? Is it even possible to rebuild it? Yeah, it's so stupid. And on air travel, how they're suggesting that we have high speed railroad, those high speed trains. Now tell me something. Are you going to take a high speed train from New York to London? Do you know how long that will take? You might as well be going back to the days of when we sailed around the world and took weeks and weeks to get somewhere. That's insane. No one's going to go for that. It's not going to work. It's stupid. It's pathetic. So I see, keep talking. The more you talk, the better chances that people are going to see you for what you are. Stupid, foolish idiots. Are you so dumb? You're really dumb. You're really stupid. I can't believe how stupid. But, you know, I'm thinking about it. Nancy Pelosi. She gave this green initiative to all everyone that's new in the Congress. There, the newbies. She gave it to them. One might say she didn't even look at it or read it, because she was asked if she read it and she said no. So obviously it's not that serious. She's giving it to the idiots to placate to them, in my opinion. It's not right here. Phase out air travel in the next 10 years. Stupid idiot. So in the next 10 years, you're telling me that you're able to phase out air travel by replacing it with trains? And let's just stop for a moment here. Okay. So remember the name of it. It's a Green New Deal. Remember that. It's a Green New Deal. And they're all about global warming and about carbon monoxide. So these trains, what do they run on? Electric? These electric batteries, are they built with? I'm pretty sure there's coal somewhere in the middle of there. And speaking of coal, this is another fact. With battery operated cars or phone, anything that uses batteries, it's a fact that in extreme cold weather, they don't function as well as they should. So how far are you gonna get with your electric car in negative zero or negative, even, you know, worse than that? How far are you gonna get? So you keep talking, Occasional Cortex, because you look like a fly bug-eyed fool, and you are a bug-eyed fool. Indeed, you are a bug-eyed fool. The bug is alive and well. I can't read these things. I'm just gonna read some of the highlights of what this new green deal entails. Rebuild every single building in the U.S. Upgrade or replace every building in the U.S. I can't understand this at all. Does anyone, liberal or otherwise, believe that these people are sane? We'll end all traditional forms of energy in the next 10 years. The Green Deal in the next 10 years to mobilize every aspect of American society. Plan to ban nuclear energy within 10 years if possible. Build trains across oceans and end all air travel. These people are so ridiculous. Who is going to want to travel by train at that distance? Who's going to do it? You go ahead, you go on. You think it's going to take only 10 years to build these rails across oceans? You people are so pathetic. Don't invest in new technology of carbon capture and storage. Just plant trees instead. Mandates all new jobs to be unionized. May include a carbon tax, of course. Here we go. May include cap and trade. How much will it cost? No estimate of the total cost of implementing the New Deal is offered by Occasional Cortex. However, Occasional Cortex admits even if every billionaire and company came together and were willing to pour all the resources at their disposal into this investment, the aggregate value of the investments they could make would not be sufficient. She does not provide an estimate that the cost to repair the upgrade infrastructure, U.S. infrastructure alone, will cost $4.6 trillion at minimum. How will it be paid for? Don't worry about that. Occasional Cortex doesn't provide any insight into how the trillions of dollars in spending will be paid. Wow. Unbelievable. So, the New Green Deal. Yeah, very good. Very good indeed. Very good for us Republicans, that is. People hear this nonsense and be like, run fast, so fast away from these Democrat idiots. It's not funny. We build every single building. Woo, you people are sick. You people are pathetic. Venezuelan socialism victims send message to Americans. And what would this message be? Okay. The message is, this month the eyes of the world have been on Venezuela, where millions have protested in opposition to socialist leader Nicolas Maduro. At this week's State of the Union address, President Donald Trump offered a stinging critique of Maduro, as well as a warning to those wanting socialism in the U.S., saying, "Tonight we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country." So what is the message? Give me the message. People are eating from trash cans in the streets. So how has socialism helped? Okay, very good. Very good. I certainly don't want to be eating from trash from the streets, because these idiots with their New Deal. Are you for real? Bug-eyed witch. You're a bug-eyed witch, Occasional Cortex. A bug-eyed witch. Bug-eyed witch. Michigan town wonders why targeted to open sex doll brothel. What is with these sex doll brothels? They're getting really, they're creepy in certain ways. They really are. Think no evil, kind thoughts, boost immune system. Really? Really? Push to legalize magic mushrooms. What's a magic? Okay, I don't think I want to know. My romance with machines is foregone conclusion. Okay, oh boy. Robot, why romance with machines is a foregone conclusion. Sex robots are sold for physical pleasure, but emotionally fulfilling relationships with machines is closer than you may think. I don't know if I want to see this. I don't want to read your survey. Get out of here so I can read the story. One of the big robotics storylines of 2018, at least in the mainstream press, was the arrival of multiple sex robots on the market. Most of these take a female form. Okay. Robot brothels, meanwhile, have popped up in Toronto and Paris, and another was barred from doing business in Houston. I don't care. I don't care. Health officials see abnormal cases of measles. I tell you, get these illegals out of the town, out of the country, out of America. Don't need to read why. That's the reason why. That is the reason why. Kushner sets Mideast trip to promote peace plan. Iran Revolutionary Guards unveil new ballistic missile. Iran, oh boy. Priest says live stream mass exorcism. This sound like one of these Sun stories. Let's see. Yep, it is the Sun. How did I know? I'm not reading this. Grammy accuses. Let me just see. This is not a Sun story. Okay, let's see here.
Zuckerberg, the first of its kind, intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look, buy a Zuck, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data. Zuckerberg.
Germany accuses Facebook of abuse and slaps restrictions on how it can gather data. Germany's antitrust watchdog ruled on Thursday that Facebook abused its market dominance in collecting, merging, and using users' data. The German Competition Authority called the Bundesgerichtshof, I can't even pronounce what that is, said it was imposing far-reaching restrictions on how Facebook processes user data and gathers consent. Specifically, it said Facebook could no longer combine users' data from separate apps like WhatsApp and Instagram without voluntary user consent. The decision is the culmination of a three-year investigation into the social media company. In the future, Facebook will no longer be allowed to force its user to agree to practically unrestricted collection and assigning of non-Facebook data to their Facebook user accounts. Good. We should do that here. Facebook has 1 month to appeal the decision, which it said it will do in a blog post Thursday. If they appeal, they're going to lose it anyway. And they could just get out of Germany. And we should do the same thing here. Everyone should do it because they're too big.
Zuckerberg.
Netflix paid $0 in taxes? Wow. What is going on here? Are you kidding me? Netflix paid nothing in federal or state taxes in 2018, despite posting record profits of $845 million and even got a $22 million rebate. What is... I'm like flabbergasted. I have no words for this. I have no words. Netflix says they paid $131 million in taxes in 2018, and this declared in financial documents, but Gardner says this figure relates to taxes paid abroad, according to a separate part of their statement. He told the DailyMail.com, it is pretty clearly true that Netflix cash payment of worldwide income taxes in 2018 was $131 million, but that is a worldwide number. Netflix actually paid to national, state, and local governments worldwide in 2018. This tells us precisely nothing about the amount Netflix paid to any specific government, including the U.S., Gardner added. Fortunately, however, there is another more complete geographic disclosure of income tax payment. The notes to the financial statements have a detailed section on income taxes, and what this tells us is that all of the income taxes Netflix paid in 2018 were foreign taxes, zero federal income taxes, zero state income taxes in the U.S., Gardner said. The public is now getting its first hard look at how corporate tax law changes under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act affected the tax-paying habits of corporations, he said. With a record number of subscribers, the company's profit last year equaled its haul in the previous 4 years. Wow, so, I gotta get my taxes done this year. This year, I'm not gonna even try to do it. I usually use TurboTax, but I'm being a homeowner now. I am not gonna try. There's so many complex things I don't know. So I'm afraid I'm gonna have to go to a tax professional this year. I'm not gonna try to do it myself. I didn't realize I had to file taxes already since I became a homeowner in January. I didn't think I'd have to do it, but apparently I do. I've been sent documents, so I'll probably spend my weekend getting that done. So my super agent was kind enough to send me some leads, so I will probably use one of those. John Roberts joins liberal justice as Supreme Court blocks Louisiana abortion law. Let's see here. You know, I'm so sick of John Roberts. I really am. Wasn't he elected by George W.? Why am I not surprised? A divided Supreme Court stopped Louisiana from enforcing new regulations on abortion clinics in a test of the conservative court's view on abortion rights. The justices said by 5-4 vote late Thursday that they will not allow the state to put into effect a law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospital. I'm so sick of him. First in body gene editing? Don't know. Jerome Corsi claims Roger Stone tried to give him heart attack in defamation lawsuit. Children spend twice as long on smartphones as talking to parents. Well, is that really surprising? Buchanan says, has Trump found winning formula for 2020? Police investigate origin of rope used in Empire actors' alleged attack. Pentagon's all-knowing smartphone will track users' every move. I don't like this. Let me see. I don't want to be tracked. It doesn't matter if I'm not because I'm doing something wrong. I just won't want to be tracked. I don't want to be tracked. And this looks like the phone that they're showing here. It's not an Apple phone, so I'm hoping it doesn't affect us Apple. And algorithm will track how employees use their phones, how they walk, and even where they go to constantly verify users' identity. A New York-based company and the Defense Department have created an artificial intelligence algorithm to be embedded in smartphones that knows the device owner so well it can tell its user by the way they walk, type, and even walk. Huh. I'm trying to see what kind of phone. Doesn't really tell me which type of smartphone. But yeah, that I would not. Yeah, you're not messing with my phone. I wouldn't work. Apple releases the update to prevent FaceTime eavesdropping. I already installed that on my phone. Virginia Dems struggle with interlocking crisis. Update: mystery author admits lying about cancer and family death. That's so bad. Mutant squirrels in NC capable of glowing pink. You make this gotta be a tabloid story. Let's see. This make no sense. The Chronicle Observer. What is? No, is this a real squirrel? Is this mutant? Okay, mutant squirrels, seldom seen breed in East NC capable of glowing pink. This just it's I can't believe I'm looking at the picture. What is that? Bigfoot is apparently not the craziest thing you might find in North Carolina's backwoods. On Wednesday, state biologists revealed about these infamous 2 foot tall, a 2 foot tall fox squirrels known to live in the eastern part of the state. Just another boring rodent, right? Said the post of the blah blah blah. Not unless you think that glowing pink is boring. Many fox squirrels have a condition that causes their bones and sometimes even their fur to glow pink under ultraviolet light. So it's okay. I don't care. I don't care, man. I don't care. Frozen and unresponsive cat pulls off extraordinary recovery after being trapped in the snow. Wow. Lost city in South Africa revealed in stunning images. Trump tax return standoff. Uncharted territory for Congress. Booming sounds shakes houses across America. Radar. Mystery gone worldwide. Yeah, okay, I'm done. I am finito. Done, finito, 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 finito. Let's see if anything in the email real quick. Anything in the email. Let's see. Muslim congresswoman radical. Oh, I missed. Come on, there's so much email coming in. Where is this? This is from my American Liberty report. And it says here, newly elected Congresswoman Omar is making her radical agenda clear from the get-go. Although she's only been a congresswoman for a month, she has come out with a list of goals she wants to accomplish for America. What does she want? Muslim rights, 90% tax rate, and free health care for starters. Okay, so, like I said, let them keep talking. Because the more they talk, the more the Democrats will walk right into the Republican Party. That's just my opinion. I think you missed my email yesterday. What email did I? Okay, I'm not falling for it. Didn't miss anything. Didn't miss a thing. Anything else? Is turmeric really a miracle spice? Okay, I don't care. I don't even know what turmeric is. Gun control. Let's see what this is all about. Gun control Dems slam door on famous shooting victim. It's a staple on Capitol Hill. Okay. Okay, that's enough for Friday, this rainy Friday. Don't know if it's raining where you are, but it's raining where I am, and the rain is cold. So I hope you have a nice weekend. Again, thank you guys. There's an uptick in people going to the website, politicalbombshow.cf, and getting their wristbands. So go and get yours. Politicalbombshow.cf, bottom right hand corner. You can click there for more details. Have a good weekend, everyone. Every wall. Can you tell what's on my mind? Build a wall. Build it. I said have a nice wall. Have a nice wall. A medieval wall is what I want. Tall. A medieval wall. Take care. Bye-bye. Political corruption fills the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. A medical bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A medical bomb, so come on, people, let's go.